Visiting today with Rich Nelson at Allendale, the latest WASDE numbers have come out. What are your big takeaways so far?
Overall, we certainly were quite a bit surprised by some of the numbers, especially on the corn portion of the balance sheet. As far as issues going on with that discussion point, USD did revise last year's completed marketing year. So they started this year off by saying we have a smaller grouping of beginning stocks. On top of that, they had a huge 325 million bushel revision lower for the completed 2020 fall harvest. So what we just harvested was just revised by a record amount for this specific report. Definitely some big surprises. Now, along with a 400 million bushel smaller supply number for this specific report, USDA started cutting some demand numbers. We can agree with a cut for corn for ethanol, but we highly disagree with their findings of lower corn exports and also their projections of lower corn for feed residual. Keep in mind those December 1 grain stock numbers implied a record first quarter feed use. So a lot of confusing numbers on corn. Essentially, USDA tried to make this as least bullish as they could, dropping stocks to 1.55 billion bushels. Soybean numbers seem very much within range of reason, dropping from ending stocks from 175 million bushels down to 140. Minor revisions for production, minor revisions for crush exports. No problem with those numbers at all here. Last to speak of on the wheat side of things here, USD did not touch anything regarding production or beginning stocks for us on wheat. What they did say was they felt that maybe some feed use maybe need to be increased, despite the fact that wheat's still holding a bit of a premium in the plains over corn. So as it stands right now, their numbers were considered positive, dropping stocks 862 to now 836. So message for us is this: corn and, or say soybean and wheat numbers were supportive. Corn, USDA did everything they could to make this a not bullish looking balance sheet, but traders certainly feel there's a lot left on this balance sheet for corn still here.
Well, speaking of corn, like, what do you think is behind this big rally?
You know, main issue for us is in fact, a lot of things. Number one, USD, of course, realized a lot of their old crop projections. You know, what started this rally back in summer, a lot of their old crop projections were maybe a bit too low as far as demand. They also found maybe some small questions regarding this year's supply. We also had the Chinese buying issue, which really started getting going in this first quarter discussion point. And wrapping it up, we're now still in the process of figuring out the Argentine problems. So a four-step process to make this market still a very well-supplied and very strong bull market here.
Well, you know, soybeans have also been moving higher. What are your thoughts on beans?
So overall discussion on the soybean side, you know, here's where USD is probably right with the balance sheet. No big surprises left to speak of and get everybody excited. But that doesn't really matter. These stocks numbers, the message from analysts, and I agree, is that we still haven't even gotten to the price yet needed to trade these stock numbers. Now stocks to use at 3.1%. All the numbers we traded within the 2012 drought year and the 2013. All of those supply stock to use numbers were 4.1% or higher in the year that they were trading. So definitely for soybeans, we can argue some movements probably to 15, 1550. And quite honestly, if you're going to play with numbers, you can make a strong balance sheet even past that point.
So with corn and wheat and soybeans being up, does this kind of price action that we're seeing right now dilute what those currencies can end up doing?
You know, I think in this case, we can, for us on ag, we can kind of ignore, except for wheat, ignore the U.S. dollar index, which up until last week had been falling hard from its recent high back in March. But for us in ag, we need to be focused, especially for the corn soybean side, really back on the Brazilian real. So while the U.S. dollar has depreciated against high dollar industrialized trading partners, against Brazil, we've actually seen them depreciate against us. So believe it or not, for corn and soybean agriculture, the Brazilian real has actually worsened our currency issues here on the U.S. side.
Well, let's look forward. What should producers consider when the corn prices are looking the way that they are right now?
So here's where you are as far as the discussion point. So USDA is still bird dogging on the corn numbers. We're still going to see these ending stocks decline. They're at 1.55 billion bushels. There's probably going to be 1.3, 1.4. Having said that, this market is already trading those stock numbers. So any movements on corn, as far as higher prices from here, are really more from a pull up from soybeans. So as long as soybeans are running, then we start going to hold off on getting too aggressive with sales on the corn end as well. Soybeans, we can argue higher prices based on these stocks use numbers. Corn, we can only argue higher prices on the belief of soybeans pulling us up here.
Anything we need to know from the livestock side?
You know, livestock side of things here, as far as today's report, USD did agree with the fact that they needed to revise some of their production estimates down on the beef end of things, especially with the fact that weights, you know, we started this December with steer and heifer weights, 1.5 to 2% over last year. We're running roughly about 0.5 to 1% over last year. So we've improved weights. That's a strong message. What I would point out to livestock producers, though, wait till the end of the report on the or end of the month on the 29th, that biannual cattle report, we call it the cattle inventory. This one should confirm now 3 years in a row of light liquidation out of the cow-calf sector. This calf supply issue will be a growing issue really from the second half of this year all the way for the next 3 years in front of us.
All right, Rich, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Happy to help. Thank you so much.